Living Your Soul's Journey with Dr. Vicki airs every Sunday night on BBS Radio. Go to her website at www.livingyoursoulsjourney.com and fill out the Freedom to Be Me journal to get your free 20-minute session with Dr. Vicki. She offers various counseling sessions as well as the life-changing soul rejuvenation to guide you to live authentically on your soul's journey. If you lose it when you meet a guy and simply want to learn to be independent, free and happy in or out of a relationship, then listen each Sunday night to Living Your Soul's Journey with Dr. Vicki and join her on Living Your Soul's Journey on Facebook.
Hi, and welcome to Living Your Soul's Journey. Wow, have I been living mine this weekend? For years, y'all, I have just worked and worked and worked. I have that Capricorn rising, and I just have to keep at it. My daughter is a Leo, and she, you know, they're all into play and being kids and all that. And she was off at camp this past week, and she said, you know, we need to go play. And I thought, you know what? What a great idea. I'm going to see if I know that word, play. I'm going to introduce you to a couple of new words tonight. But play was one of them that I don't do real well because it's always something that I have to keep that Capricorn, that drive for goals, you know. And so we went up to the mountains just to relax. And we swam. Of course, we always take our puppies with us. And we went swimming, we walked the dogs, because to me that's relaxation. And then they have this, at the Dillard House, they have this fabulous food, and you just overeat, but you don't care because it's just fresh vegetables and good food. And I mean, by the time I got back this afternoon, I was like, oh my heavens, I got to be alive and alert for y'all tonight. So I'm really working on it, but I am here, present, and ready and open. So I'm asking that if anybody has a phone call tonight or question tonight they want to call in, be sure to do that. Now, tonight, I want to talk about a lot of things. I may ramble a little bit because I got so much I want to talk about, but I do want to hear from you. Tonight, I want to talk about just that, living your soul's journey. And what does that mean to you, and how can you best do that? Well, first off, it requires understanding, tools, and ways to get to know yourself. Now, it sounds so simple, and I know it does. I've spent longer than you can imagine trying to figure this out, and I finally did. Now, I'm not saying tomorrow I won't have more insight, but for today, I feel a lot more content than I did 20 years ago or even 5 years ago. Now, talking about tools, personally, I study astrology. I have a wonderful numerologist that I have a reading with every year. And matter of fact, he was on the show, Richard Andrew King. And I simply work on loving myself more and more every day, which includes now, for me, having some fun. And so, you know, my big issue, and I don't know if any of you out there have this same issue, but it's like if you have too much fun, then you're not taking responsibility. Well, I'm not going there. I'm talking weekend fun, you know, when you're not supposed to work. Now, tonight, I want to go over the tools, such as spiritual laws, which I have all of those spiritual laws that we've talked about over the last 2 months. They're right on the BBS, so you can go back to those and look through the archives. But, you know, we have all of those laws, which are tools. And obviously, we have the physical laws, which we may or may not all know about. As an attorney, I know a lot about them, but I don't know every single law in the state of Georgia. I mean, I there's no way that I could do that, but I certainly know how to find out what the law is if I need to. Now, why this is important is because we need to learn discernment. That's a new word, by the way, discernment. I want y'all to listen very carefully. That's a new word for me. I did not know that word up until, well, about 4 years ago. I did not know that word. Now, it really means, and I'm looking right in the dictionary, having good judgment or understanding. Able to discern, like, is that right or is that wrong? Or is that person good for me or is that person, you know, better for somebody else? It's not about making wrong. It's just discerning. It's able to see visible evidence what you are looking for in whatever situation that you're in. Now, for me personally, I didn't know that word. So, you know, I knew the word, but I really know what it meant. So you can use the tools, the spiritual laws, physical laws, of course, and discernment and boundaries to enhance your soul's journey. Now, as a counselor, I love to work with folks helping them solve problems. And, you know, when I started out with really working on just getting everything together to help other people, after I had first helped myself, because boy, did I need some help. But I found that I really, really, really love to help folks solve problems. Life issues, I call them. Life meaning anything that affects your life. And issues is just a legal term that I can't help. I'm a lawyer, so I kind of combine the two. Life issues. Solving life issues. Now, it's not just women who struggle in relationships, but women who simply struggle in all parts of their life. Or men, too, if they do. Interesting enough, there are a few reasons why this happens. And we'll just start going over those during this hour, if I can get through at least a couple of them. I really want to talk about this. Now, I do want to remind you that on July 26th, that's not the next Sunday, but the next Sunday, I have a special astrologer whom I found out about by buying her CDs online. And when I started connecting up with her, I was like, wow, this lady's fabulous. And so when I drive in the North Georgia mountains, a lot of times the radio doesn't work. And being that Capricorn rising that I am, I really wanted to be learning something. I didn't want to waste that time. You know, I wanted to have something that I was progressing in my life, because that's who I am. Other people love, you know, if I had satellite radio, it might or might not work in the mountains. I don't know. But Genevieve Verlaine, and she might get after me for not saying her name right. I'm going to talk to her about that. She's an astrologer and intuitive, and she's out in Grass Valley, California. And I have been so impressed with her ability to explain astrology. So I am studying that. As two years from now, I'll be giving you astrology readings. So that'll be kind of cool. I feel that it's a tool. The reason why I love it so much is it helps me to live my soul's journey with more understanding, with more wisdom, and with just that discernment of, wow, you know, I know what I like best. How can I discern that? How can I really judge that to make sure that I make better choices? Now, I want to make a comment that about discernment, because this is really important. A key to life is responsibility. If you marry a con man, a criminal, someone who's dishonest, I don't care what the issue is, you know, you have to look within. You can sit there and say, yes, that person is this way and this way and this way. And it's probably true. They probably are. But that's not what it's about. The point is, oh, my gosh, I attracted that person. Oh, wow. There comes the responsibility. It's like, well, wait a minute. He you know, this person may be a con person. This person may have had a criminal past that you didn't know about. This person really could be dishonest, and they could be an alcoholic or whatever. But what? Why did I attract them? Okay, not the why necessarily, but let's look at the discernment of this. Now, when you can start to see what responsibility you had in that, and that's what I call discernment too. Bad judgment. Okay, wait a minute. That's when you have to really get honest, y'all, and you have to say, you know what was really in my mind? And you can go on my website. I talk a lot about it. When I attracted that last relationship, my final one this lifetime, I knew in my heart after I had done a lot of soul searching why I chose that person. It's because he was easy. He was a certain kind of person. That's fine. I'm not going to go there. It's not about that person. It's about what I was needing at the time. I truly was conning myself into believing, lying, whatever word you want to use, that I had to have somebody in my older years. I couldn't do it alone. Oh, my goodness. Well, I always said that. I would go years without a relationship. Then all of a sudden, I would find this person. And it was almost like they were sent down from, well, that's another story. But this was a test for me. This final one, this past one, which is a long time ago, but was a test just to test me to see. I was testing myself. I don't think God tests us. I think we test ourselves to see, are you really spiritual? Dr. Vicki, are you really here to help people? Are you really, really, really being who you say you are? Well, I wasn't. So I'll be honest with you, you know, I take total 100% responsibility. And I think that's why the relationship was able to end without a lot of upsets, because I didn't blame anybody. I didn't even blame myself. I just learned from it. It's like you have to give some sort of thanks for the gift. Because if you, even if it's unforeseen, or when I say unforeseen, I mean, I should say unseen at the moment. Yeah, it will appear. If you start giving thanks, you know, I don't know what in the world happened that this situation occurred, but I give thanks for it. I really do give thanks for it. And, you know, one day, could be 5 minutes from there, or it could be half an hour. It could be days. It could be weeks. And for some of my cases, it was years. For me to figure out what the gift was. But boy, when I got it, and now discernment, let's get back to that discerning word. Because when you cannot discern properly, that means, now remember, discerning means having good judgment or understanding about something, you tend to get easily influenced. So you're sitting there going along your path of life and you join a cult. You don't know it's a cult. You don't, nobody joins a cult, but you meet these people and they know just what to say to you. They know just how to behave towards you. They know just what to do with, no matter who you are. They listen well. So, you know, you're sitting there saying, oh, you know, I just can't get relationships right. Or, oh my goodness, I need more money. Or, oh, I wish I had a better relationship with my child or my husband or my wife. And they're sitting there saying, oh, kids, they start making note of this mentally. They're pretty sharp people, you know, and they're trained in this. And then before you know it, they're feeding you right back everything you just said. And you're like, wow, these people know what they're talking about. Now, you don't discern. I'm going to tell you a real quick story. I was in a group. That's all I'm going to say. And they had tapes all over their waiting room. And it said things about when your family gets upset about you being in this group. And I was like, well, why would anybody get upset? Well, see, my discernment was gone. Well, I didn't even have any. I did not have any discernment. Because if I had looked at that, I would have said, well, wait a minute. Why would this group have family problems? Why would people that get into this group all of a sudden lose their family members? Or why would they be upset? Why would their family members be upset with them? And I'm like, you know, why? And so I ask. I never discerned for myself, though. I ask. And they all had a most beautiful answer. You know, it was like, oh, okay, well, I can understand that. You know, anything that, what typically people will say is, well, anything that really helps people, a lot of people don't like that. So you have to really use discernment in that because, wow, y'all, I mean, it's just amazing when I look back on some of the responsibility that I could have taken to be aware of some of the signs that were there. But oh no, I just listened and I said, oh yeah. I mean, I was too easily influenced. I had unresolved, and this, listen carefully now, because I had unresolved trauma and unresolved life issues at that time. And I came to them to resolve them. Nobody can resolve your life issues. You have to do it as a teamwork. You do it and they do it. They, meaning, I don't care who it is, the spiritual counselor you choose, your minister, whoever that may be, you know, as long as they have the proper tools, they can help you through that. You know, with the tools we were talking about earlier, spiritual laws, maybe if you have trouble getting in trouble with the law, you know, you might need to learn some spiritual law, some physical laws. But it comes right back down to discernment. Now, there was a friend that I was just, I don't know why I went on Facebook tonight, but I typically don't go there, but occasionally I go. And this person had some issues with someone had upset them. And they were Pisces, just like me. So they were like, you know, a little hurt. And Pisces do get hurt a little bit. But they were like, how do I cut a cord? And I'm like, well, I do that all the time. I don't call it that anymore. I do it through energy work. When I first started out in energy work, we cut cords. At this point, I do it through energy. So it's a lot simpler and a lot easier. But when you start to change your life, you will need to cut some cords. But that doesn't make the person that you're cutting the cords from or the situation any – there's nothing wrong with those people. It's just that you have to release it from your energy. And, you know, they do whatever they want to with it. But there are certain ways, and I learned this in Rohan, how you do cut cords. And you have to take full responsibility for what you've done. You don't have to know every single thing about it, but you've got to be not blaming the other person. Oh, that's a terrible person. I got to cut their cord. That doesn't work, because then you end up blaming, and then you end up getting, you actually create another cord. That actually creates more cords. And I'll give you an example of cutting cords. I had a date with this guy. Oh my gosh, we're going back many, many years. And he had just recently divorced. Well, maybe 2 or 3 years before, but it was recent for him. It was a very long marriage. And this person was a friend. It wasn't really a boyfriend, but just a friend. And I had the ability at that time, just as I do now, to cut cords. I did it a little differently than I do now. And I was sitting there and he said, I really need some help releasing this person from my life. And I said, well, I'll work on it while this person's daughter was dancing. I said, I'll help you with it. And I started working on it, and I checked back, and I really did a good job with it. Everything was going well. And then I checked back about 30 minutes later, because this person, well, they were still together, and you know, even though they were, you know, maybe 5 minutes away, the cords were back. And I asked the person, I said, you know, what's going on here? And they said, well, I just can't let go of them. So, you know, you have to take responsibility. If you're going to help somebody cut their cords, or if I'm going to help you release that through the energy work that I do through Spiritual Energy Dynamics, who, by the way, Mr. Robert Tom is going to be on the show. Let's see, what is the date that he's going to be on the show? I think it is in August, and I believe it is August 23rd, I believe he will be on the show. So we'll keep track of that, and I'll let you know a little closer to the time. But basically, you know, you've got to be willing to want to cut those cords, and you've got to be willing to want to change. And otherwise, you just put the cords right back, because those thought patterns are what get the cords going, y'all. It isn't some magical energy out there that happens to create cords. It's your thoughts that create the cords. And so it just builds up mass and mass and mass. And pretty sure there's a big connection. So if you send out negative energy to somebody, you're creating a cord with them. And believe me, that negative energy will come back to you. Now, a lot of people have always asked me, well, how do you handle negative energy? And I said, well, I have a certain way. I send it up for healing. I don't just send it to the light, because that can be the astral area, and that's not a good area. But you got to send it up to the highest realm that you can find with your training and your ability to transcend into the higher, lighter frequencies. You've got to be able to send that up there. You do not want to send out anything negative to anybody, because I promise you, it will come back. It is not. If I'm upset with something, all I do is bless it. And I'll give you an example of that. I had someone in my neighborhood that I had one of these big old tractors that I needed to have my driveway. Kind of, I don't know what the word is, graded, I guess is the proper word for it. And he was, you know, not pleasant about it. It was like, you know, do it on your own. And I was like, but you've got the machine here, and I don't mind paying you for it. It'll take you 10 minutes, and you know, let's just do it. And so instead of getting upset with him, I just said, thank you. And I walked down my driveway, which is a real, real long driveway. And I just said, bless him. Thank you, and bless him. I didn't know if he was going to do it or not. I really didn't. I just knew that I had asked. Ask and you shall receive. And then the rest of the time, I just walked on down. By the time I got in the house with the dogs, because I did expect him to do it. Now, I have to tell you, my intention was that he would do it. I got my dogs in the car, in the house. And within 5 minutes, he was grading my driveway. And within 5 minutes, he was gone. So, you know, we do better than to sit there and get all upset. And how could that person be so mean to me? And how can that person do this? And I just thanked him verbally. I did thank him. And then I went to my spiritual guides. And I said, I really need some help here. I really want to give some blessings to him, because he seems to be very upset today. And I asked him to do something, and he got really upset over it. So, you know, just bless him. Send him some blessings, because he needs them. And I said, in the meantime, take these any negative thoughts that I may have away, because I really wasn't in the mood to have anything negative. I just wanted my driveway graded, you know, very briefly and very, very quickly. Now, one of the issues I want to talk about is how can you be easily swayed and influenced by people's opinions, and how do you overcome this? Well, first off, you do need to know your spiritual laws, and it would be really, really nice to know your tools of discernment. Now, a lot of people believe, and I'm going to just talk here for a moment. A lot of people believe that when you're easily influenced by other people's opinions, it's due to a lack of self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, knowledge. Because it's like, again, I was so easily influenced by that group that I didn't even pay attention to that tape that was sitting there saying, I don't even remember the name of the tape, but it was like, you know, how do you work with your family on when you become a part of this group? And I was like, oh, you know, if I really discerned that, really questioned that in my own way without having them there, maybe gone to Google, maybe checked that group out, maybe I would found out a little bit more. Now, I want to talk a little bit about that, because let's say that you're starting to date somebody. And let's say that you're one of those that goes online, because I've heard through the grapevine that a lot of people do that. I see the ads, et cetera, et cetera. And I know personally someone who was on that site the whole time that I was with them, and they were pretty much communicating with people. So, you know, the people that they were communicating with, who knows what was going on? I don't know, and I really don't care now. But I don't go on those sites to check them out. So I found out through somebody else that this person was on there. So I just want to share with you that if you're going to do that, then that's when you really, really need to have a team of angels, a team of guides, but also physical earth discernment. Because if someone says, and I was on a call the other night with a group of people that I work with every couple of months, and it wasn't my group, it was a friend of mine's group, and the person said that they had gone online and met this guy, and they talked 3 or 4 days, and as soon as she told him that she couldn't see him that night, then he quit communicating with her. And she was all heartbroken. And I was like, wait, you don't even know this person, you know. You don't even know who they are. I mean, you don't even, this could have been that guy that just escaped from the prison over in Mexico, for all you know, could have gotten online. You don't know who these people are. And so you have to use discernment with more and more with this online dating things. But even if you were to meet somebody face to face, I've met people face to face, and it doesn't matter. You still have to be, you have to judge yourself. Trust yourself, not judge yourself. Trust yourself. You got to be able to trust yourself. And that comes, folks, from knowing yourself, loving yourself, believing in yourself, and making choices along the way that you truly, truly believed in. And I'll give you an example. If I get a phone call tonight and someone says, oh, Dr. Vicki, you really shouldn't be on the radio anymore. You know, it's just, there's so many people on the radio. You should do something else. You know, it's like, okay, well, all right, that's your viewpoint. Yeah, I've got really something here. I just don't think you ought to be on the radio anymore. I think you ought to go and do tele shows or something. And I'm like, okay, well, I'll definitely consider that. But at this point in my life, I enjoy doing the radio shows. So for me, I think I'll just stick with this. But, you know, and if they start arguing with you, then that's just say, well, great, thanks for the data. And I'm not an arguer, so I prefer not to argue. But some people do. Some people like to, you know, like an Aries is going to just state what they believe and move forward. But what I'm wanting to say here, and I'm hoping I'm making sense, is that you've got to be able to believe in yourself and know yourself. There's your key again. And that's why I love astrology. I love energy work. I love numerology, because you learn to know yourself, so that if someone comes and says, geez, you know, you really shouldn't do that, or you really ought to go date him because he's really nice. Well, maybe he's nice for them, and it's certainly worth checking out. But, you know, don't make life choices based on other people's opinion. And I'll give you another example of that. My daughter wanted her name changed for a long, long time. And I said, well, let's just wait until you're a little older to make sure that's really what you want to do. Well, she's older now. And she said, you know what? I really do want to do this. So we went through the numerologist, got the name, and she was with some friends of hers that she really likes. They're long, long friends. I mean, they've been together for like, what, 10 years now. And so when this person said to my daughter, oh, you shouldn't change your name. I love your name. You should keep your name. And she really went into questioning on that. It's like, maybe I shouldn't change my name. And I said, well, let's look at your heart. What does your heart say? What do you want? Oh, I want to change my name, but I don't want to hurt their feelings. I mean, they really like me. I don't want to hurt their feelings. I said, well, you know, it's interesting because that person you may know for the rest of your life. And if you do, that person can call you your old name and be happy with it. And you can be happy with it and everybody be happy. But for yourself, oh, and then again, they might not know each other past 5 years from now. And she'll look back and say, I wonder why I did that. And so now she has made the choice, and which I'm going through the name change as an attorney. I know how to do all that. And she's going to change her name because she wants to, because it feels right to her, because it is right for her. Now, that's what you really, really want to look at, is trusting your heart and following your heart. Now, there's something that comes up with that, though. If you have some unresolved issues in your life, trauma, life issues, old relationships that never have been really taken responsibility for, you sort of have them hanging out there in the rafters so that if there's a little upset, they kind of come back and remind you. If you have those issues, or I call them life issues, unresolved problems, then it's a good idea to start working on those. Life is a journey of transcending, going higher and higher in our understanding. We never get to a point, at least in my world, we never get to a point where we know it all. That's, to me, self-importance. If you've taken an energy class and you think you know all there is to know about energy, well, that's fine. That's fine. I would just say that there's new energies coming in every single day because the other side, if you can call it that, or the other dimensions are coming, moving in closer and closer. And we're getting clearer and clearer, more discerning information. So, you know, I learned energy work. Well, I've known it for a long, long time, but I learned this unique energy work that I have really, really done well with about 3 or 4 years ago. And when I'm going back out to learn more in a couple of months, and I am excited about it, because what I learned when I first started, it doesn't mean that it wasn't good. It just means that there's even new, more updated, more incredible abilities now that we have to help people with. And if any of us have the belief that we can't learn anymore or that's it, I mean, I love Reiki, but there's a very high level of Reiki that most people don't ever take. And so it's fascinating to me that I just get excited. That's why I keep the astrology tapes in. Miss Sandy's online. Juan, how are you, Miss Sandy?
I am doing fine, and just have a couple of remarks here right now, and that is I changed my name. As a matter of fact, you helped me change my name. I had always fluctuated back and forth between Sandra, which that's what my mother named me, and Sandy, that's what my daddy called me, who he treated me like a little princess, and my husband still forgets sometimes, and he calls me Sandra, but he's not doing it on purpose. for some reason, I don't mind just saying now that Sandy, it's not Sandra anymore. I don't mind correcting when somebody accidentally does it until they can get used to the fact that my name is now Sandy. But when someone calls me by the old name on purpose because they're not respecting my right to have a choice to choose my own name, I find that insulting. And what you were talking about life issues and old hurts, or however it was you phrased it, it brings all that up.
Well, and that's why I know that you and I are going to be doing some energy work on that. You don't even have to know what the life issues are, but when you start to address those, then all those, it isn't Sandy that, how do I say this? It isn't that somebody might accidentally call you, you know, Sandra, but when you know, and you're very intuitive, and when you know somebody's doing it intentionally, then at that point in time, you have to almost learn to not be bothered by it, which is a master that most of us don't have on planet Earth, at least I don't. But the other thing is that when that happens, and if they continue to do that, then that is when you kind of cut the cords with them. It doesn't mean that you're ugly to them. It doesn't mean that they're not a family member. It doesn't mean that you talk about them behind their back. You just cut the cord.
And I'm in the process of doing that now,
yeah.
Because there are so many people I love who I'm like a puppy when I get around them. Oh, love me, love me, love me like you're loving each other, you know, and I just I want to be part of them. And that's not the way they're going to treat me. They're pins and needles and little insults. So I love them. I learned to love them from a distance and not be in the company of people who, for no reason at all, decide to insult me.
Well, I'm going to tell you, while you were talking, I pulled a couple of cards for you. And at this time of your life, which I think you already know this, but you're actually going through a time of purification, and you're highly, highly, and these are cards that I just pulled for you, so I already know that's true, but you're really, really sensitive to a lot of energies right now. So what I would recommend that you do is just send those energies up, you know, as we talked about on an earlier show, you just send them up to the proper place, the healing place. You ask the spiritual guides to take them and heal them. And you stay away from those people. And I'm gonna make a comment now about, I'm not specifically talking about you, Sandy, but if there's things that you put out on Facebook and people comment on them and they're not good, then don't go to Facebook so much. You see, I don't go to Facebook except for BBS and to talk about my show. I try not to. I may like something now and then, and maybe you make a comment or something, but I prefer not to get into all of that because it can be very, people don't have that heart when they're on Facebook a lot of times because they don't even, you know, they're not there with the person. So, you know, you're just really, real respect your sensitivity, Sandy, and by avoiding harsh items and situations and relationships. So if you know without a doubt that that person is doing that to bother you, then that's discernment. That's you have the right to not communicate with that person anymore. It doesn't mean that they're bad, and it doesn't mean that you have to dislike them, and I know you don't. But now I do want to make a comment about what I just said, and I know that you'll have some data on this, okay? When people get into groups, and I'm just going to talk real general here, and people say, well, you know, you don't believe the way we do, so therefore I'm going to disconnect or not have anything to do with you or have anything like that, and they make you wrong for it. They label you and make you an awful person for that, or attempt to. You know, they can't make you only if you agree to it. But to me, that is not, they're not taking any responsibility for disconnecting or saying that, you know, you're not a Methodist, you're not a whatever, I can't communicate with you. Well, Methodists aren't like that. They don't do that. That's why I use them, because they don't like that. But you know, I want to remind folks that, you know, you can say, oh, I'm not going to have anything to do with that person anymore, but make sure you do it with an open heart, not with, oh, they're bad or they're wrong. And it's, you know, I see that situation with your situation as a gift, a time for you to go inward, Sandy, and just say, you know what, I deserve to have the name that I choose. I deserve to live the life that I want, and I also deserve to love myself enough that I don't really choose to have that. Now, you know, if you give somebody a second chance and they do it again, then at that point, you know, but you're not blaming them. You see, that's what I like about the way you're approaching it, is you're not sitting there criticizing them all night. You're just saying, oh, okay, well, I choose not to have that happen right now. You know, I choose not to do that. And as far as your husband, it might take him 21 days. I mean, my daughter's changed her name, and once in a while I'll call her by her old name, and she will say, excuse me, who did you just ask for?
That's funny.
Excuse me. And then once in a while she'll say her old name too, you know. So it's going to take us a little while. Because it's been, you know, what, how many years, 12 years now that I've been calling her this one name? And yes. So, you know, but what are your thoughts on discernment, Sandy? I mean, have you had issues with discernment? You know.
Most definitely I have. And I sort of have a communication lag on it. I'm very sensitive, and I have a knowingness about things. I also have a communication lag on it. Like, not long ago, we had it was a Summer Solstice Drum Festival that I co-hosted, and someone who knows how to do energy work and knows how to get in somebody else's space spiritually and feel their energy and feel literally what they're going through intuitively, you know, they know what they're going through physically even, got right in my space and publicly said what was going on with me. And it did, and then after the meeting, she actually touched me in some places that were sore and hurting. And it was actually after the meeting that I felt kind of slimed. I felt like, you know, a person's privacy should be honored, and those spiritual boundaries, my spiritual boundaries were crossed, and this lady was trying to show her power and trying to show off, I believe, in front of the group, and she had no right to do that. And so the discernment wasn't right there on the spot where it should have been. And so next time I'm in a crowd, I will use the discernment. I will have my shield up, my guard up, and I'll use the discernment much sooner.
Well, and I think that being raised in the South, now I know the show goes in California and everywhere, but a lot of people are from the South, and I believe that we are not taught discernment as children, especially in the South. We're just taught to be nice to everybody. And another thing that happens with discernment is when a child is very young and they're told by their parents, you must hug Uncle Bob or you must hug Aunt Bertha. And they don't really want to, or you have to be nice to that person. Well, children, and I've learned this from my own daughter, they're sitting there discerning like crazy. They're discerning.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They are discerning, and it is so beautiful to watch them because, see, I wasn't taught that way. I don't know about you, Sandy, but I was from the South, and we were taught, you be nice, you do this, you do that, you do that. And then there was no discernment with men. I mean, men were just, you were supposed to have a man in your life, and there was no discernment about anything. I mean,
and you were supposed to do what you were told. It was literally in the marriage vows, love, honor, and obey.
Oh, well, that's gone. Thank God, that's gone. Well, I've been married enough. I don't know, remember what any of them say. But, you know, people always say, well, how undiscerning of you to talk about relationships when you had so many. I said, that's what makes me able to do it. knowledge is power. So if if we try to make our own decisions and accept the truth that they sometimes may be wrong, that's fine. But I go back to those tools again, Sandy, because if we really study and use the spiritual laws, we can make a lot of progress in our lives. Gratitude. By the way, I have a special guest coming out in September, end of September, and she does gratitude journals, and I keep one of those every day. And so I'm excited, you know, to have different people's viewpoints because, like I had mentioned earlier, Sandy, I want to help people with their life issues. You know, if you got a life issue that is unresolved, then keep listening to the show because we're going to get through a lot of things over the next couple of years to help you with figuring out, wow, I don't really want that, or I do want that, or you know, don't ever expect our lives to ever be mistake-free. That's just not going to happen. We're here on planet Earth to learn. But discernment is pretty key. It is a pretty key, tool to use. I won't get too much into it, but I got into a situation where I want to share something with everyone, and maybe you'll have a story on this too, Sandy, but there goes my cat, my daughter's cat. I did not understand alcoholism, okay? I don't understand it. I recognize when somebody's drunk. I definitely recognize that. But I didn't recognize alcoholism. So when I was involved with someone who was alcoholic, they talked me out of believing that they were alcoholic. There goes that discernment again, okay? Now, one day, though, I told this person, I said, if you ever drink again, which I basically probably didn't understand alcoholism because you don't just stop. But I said, if you don't want to go get help and if you don't want to go into one of those rehab places, that's fine. That's your choice. But if I find that you drink again, you're gone. You're gone out of my life. Well, I have to tell you, the discernment that I finally got with that was this person was still drinking. But because of my connection with spirit, I noticed that there were 4 bottles of wine that were bought for this party, the Thanksgiving party. And when I went in the car to clean the car up, I noticed there were only 3. But there's no proof that anybody drank them, right? No proof. So what happened was I was living in the North Georgia Mountains, and I needed to go to the ladies' room, and I went outside, and there, lo and behold, were all these liquor bottles. It's just empty out behind the shed. And at that point, I confronted, and the person lied. All right. Now, if I had not had discernment, I would have fallen for it again. I fell for it so many times. I would have fallen for it. So there's that word again, y'all, discernment. I had a spiritual mentor helping. But my point is, it's not about that. It's about the fact that I was guided to go and find out. And I was guided enough, and I had my discernment and my boundaries up and my wisdom and my knowledge up enough to say, I said that was the last time, and I mean it. And I meant it, and that was the end of it. Now, you know, I can't say that if that had been the first time that had happened, that would have been quite fair, but it wasn't the first time. It was like the 7th or 8th. So I went beyond the call of duty to try to resolve that. So I know that we both, without going into any detail, have been in situations where we did what we thought was the right thing because we had been convinced that it was the best for the world. Yeah. And there was no discernment. And you think about these groups that people get involved with or relationships, there's no discernment in there. To me, that's one of the most important words. Discernment is your ability to judge and make decisions without just believing, oh, that person's an expert. They know what they're talking about. I just paid them, $5,000 to do my website, or I just paid them $3,000 to paint my house, but they made a mess out of it. So, you know, we have to be discerning on just because they call themselves an expert. I had my house painted, new siding and everything, and then all of a sudden, as soon as it was done, within 2 months, I had floodings in the area. And I finally discerned enough to say, my God, it's from the siding. And the guy came out and fixed it. But I couldn't believe, this is that dumbness that happens. I couldn't believe that somebody had put new siding on my house that I'd spent that much money for, and that they could have possibly made a mistake. But guess what? Yeah. So to me, that's a discernment. Do you have any stories that you have on that kind of thing?
Well, I was thinking of, and this is when I was a member of a group who I thought was all knowing, and I thought it was a possibility. I didn't have 100% faith. I think you had 100% faith in them at one time.
I did. I thought
maybe they are going to make the world a better place and save humanity. Maybe, you know, just maybe. So at any rate, my very best friend, I had been friends with her for years. I was such a follower back then, and my discernment was so low. Okay, the group met her, and because of the way she joked around, and she was a jokester, and sometimes her jokes were just corny, but they said that she was, I won't say the word because it would probably tie into the group, and I don't ever want to do that. But anyway, that she was a less than desirable person, and that she was trouble, and that I should not have anything else to do with her. I went almost a year, broke my friend's heart, kind of broke my heart too, but I was sort of cold to people who weren't quite what they should be, or was not at least reaching toward the truth like I thought I was. So I will just tell people out there who are listening, use your own discernment. It is there, whether you know it is or not. Be your own, take your own advice and be your own counselor. Don't let somebody else tell you what to do, because you know inside of you, if you tune in, what's right and what's wrong. And so that was the story that came to my mind. And thank goodness, before the year was up, I was back friends and she forgave me.
Well, you're blessed that happened, because a lot of times it hurts people so badly when someone that they care for just says, you know, you're not good enough to be a part of this group or to be a part of my life. And sometimes that can destroy people. It's bullying. It's bullying at its very deepest level, because we've all done it. I mean, you know, we've all done that type of thing. But I have to share that these kids coming in, now a lot of them are being drugged. I understand that. A lot of them are not in this situation. That's another subject on itself. But I noticed that my own daughter is very, very discerning compared to me. Now, she may have Virgo rising too, and they're very discerning. But she there were people that I trusted that she looked at, and she would just, you know, have you ever noticed, Sandy, these kids that they just look at you? They're discerning you. They're sizing you up, you know, and they're saying, yeah, I can trust that person.
They can tell by looking. I don't know how I do it. I certainly block it sometimes, and for the longest time I didn't accept it. It was just something weird, but I can look at somebody's picture and just tell if they're reaching more toward the light, and if they're compassionate and they're caring, or if they're choosing to go toward the dark side. And there are all levels of discernment there, and that's certainly no special power that I have. We all can do, each one of us can do something that nobody else can do, so everybody's special.
Well, and that's very true. Now, I have to share that. That's a beautiful statement you made, and I just want to make a comment about that, because I noticed that when we were out with some of my daughter's friends out on a boat, they're going the college way, and they're preparing that way and everything, and And my daughter's going a different way because she doesn't, she already knows what she doesn't want for sure. She may not know exactly what she wants, but she knows what she doesn't want. And so mm-hmm. she's very discerning. And she, when they talk about it, that's just great. She just says, hey, that's great. And they said, well, aren't you getting college bound? And she'll say, yeah, I'm going to be studying the way that I'm going to be studying. I mean, she does it in such a beautiful way. She doesn't make them wrong, but she doesn't invalidate herself. She doesn't say to herself, oh, I'm not good enough because I'm not going to college like them. You know, it's amazing how if we really listen to some of these young people, how well they're able to discern and make some judges. Now, once they get on those drugs, Ritalin, whatever, I don't know what they call them anymore, but once they get on those, they don't have that discernment anymore. They're just quiet and they're kept.
They don't,
kept
and these, it's a shame. You know, it is a dirty, rotten shame that our public school systems have become like mental health clinics, and every single solitary childhood behavior is labeled as some kind of mental illness. And I'll just say that there is a big vested money interest in that. Back in the 90s of the state of Georgia, when I used to handle cases like this, I learned every child labeled and put on Ritalin, I think it was, and I don't remember the exact dollar figure, but the school system got close to $2,000 per child labeled and drugged.
Yeah, well,
so there's a vested money interest.
I don't know what they call it.
It's a shame.
Yeah, I don't know what they call it. I don't think they call it Ritalin now, but I will tell you, when I've represented children, and I've represented hundreds of children here in the state of Georgia as a guardian ad litem, and as an attorney, many of them were put on drugs that really didn't need it. They were just highly innovative and creative. And the school would send them to the courts, and the courts would take the child away from the parent if they didn't stay on the drugs. Or the child was not allowed to go back to the parent. And I fought one case for hours and hours and hours. And finally, the kids were able to come home without getting on all the drugs that the psych hospital had psyched them. But anyway, that's another subject. But that's discernment again, y'all. You know, I always tell parents, if you don't want to put your kids on drugs, or if you think they're overdosing, you then rearrange your life and become a home study person or online. They're online schools now. They're online schools now. You don't have to teach the children everything. They take you step by step on these online schools, and these kids do really, really well, especially those that are very, very creative. But, you know, I know we're coming toward the end of our Living Your Soul's Journey hour, and I always appreciate you calling in, Sandy. And tonight was a special night for me. Yeah, well, I just want to thank you. You always have such beautiful insights. And, boy, today, this week, this weekend I played, so I'm rather tired tonight. You know, you can just play so much, and it's time to, like, woo, that's it. But I just want to remind everybody to tune in, you can tune in next week too, but the 26th is when I'm going to be having the astrologer from Grass Valley, California, which is very close to where BBS is in Paradise, California. And her name is Guinevere Verling, and she is an astrologer and intuitive, and she is also teaches astrology. So if you're out there in the California area, she's taught me more in astrology on like 6-7 CDs that I've learned in a long, long time. So she's really, really awesome. So I just want to share that. And I hope that you will tune back in for that. I think she will be taking callers, Sandy, so you can possibly ask her some questions on that as well. And keep up the good work on Sandy, because that's who you are. You're a comedian. You're lighthearted. You've got a beautiful soul. And Sandy really actually resonates, I feel, more with you than the Sanders. Sanders more formal and more prim and proper. And for you. Now, I'm not talking for anybody else. I'm only speaking for you. But,
it doesn't fit really who I am. I have gone back and forth, you know, I've just flip-flopped back and forth all of my life, because my name was actually argued over. And I just who am I? And I finally realized, hey, I'm Sandy, the one that treated me better than anybody ever treated me, never laid a hand on me. And I, and when he was around, he was never once mean to me. Well, anyway, I'm Sandy.
That's your name. Yeah, and just always remind people, just kindly, you know, by the way, my name is Sandy. And if you're going through a name change or anything, just remind people in a nice way like you do. And if they choose not to honor that, then you know you have discernment. You know what the next step is. It's just to quietly go away and not allow that in your space anymore. And that's pretty much what happens. So it's we have to allow... We allow what comes in. Things are going to come in. We have to say, yeah, that's not going to come in anymore. I'm not going to have that happen.
Shut the door. Yes. Don't answer the phone. Don't answer the door if you know it's the person who has continually said or done something to not only personally upset you, but have gone so far as to lie and cause others to attack you. Don't answer anymore.
I don't have to say
hello, trouble. Come on in. You know.
Well, because what happens is we don't have to. We're not trying to hear. We're not here on this earth to please everybody, just to be liked. And that's another subject in itself. Is we don't have to be liked by everyone. I mean, I'm not political, and I'm not. I don't want to get into politics tonight. But look at Donald Trump. He has a belief, by golly, and he's going to stick with it. Whether he's right or wrong is not my issue. But I just admire anybody that can at least stand up for what they believe and not get beaten down because somebody says, "Don't, you better be quiet," or, you know, whatever. And so regardless of, I don't even want to get into politics, but I admire people that can at least stand up for what they believe and not be squashed down like little ants when somebody doesn't agree with them. So I have to meet that. But Sandy, thank you so much. And I just want to thank everybody for tuning in and come to Living Your Soul's Journey. Let me know that you're listening, and if you have any questions, just let me know. And very soon I will be starting a brand new counseling program, and it will be very powerful. And I'm excited, and I know, Sandy, I'm going to be working with you on it. I'm excited about that.
Yeah, and I can't wait. You have helped me tremendously already, and I know you're going to do so even more, and I just I covet your help.
Well, I appreciate that. And listen, everyone, be thankful for something every single day, and please tune back in to Living Your Soul's Journey next week and every week after at 4 o'clock Pacific and 7 o'clock Eastern. And I'm going to be saying good night. Good night, Sandy. Good night, everybody.
Good night. Okay, bye-bye. Enjoyed it. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.